All right, we're talking birthday boy, right?
Yes.
Happy birthday, Tim Clary.
Thank you.
How old are you today?
I'm 22.
22. Look
22
at you.
Years young.
Are you one of the old men on the team now?
I believe so. Now I am, even though I'm not even a senior yet.
Yeah, that's right. But so next year you're going to be like
23 here,
gray hair, and
that'll be
everything
my
else.
My body won't hold up, probably.
Okay, so I've seen you running all kinds. You're tucked in tight as a tight end.
Yep.
You're almost a fullback sometimes.
Yep.
What's your role in the tight ends, you think?
My role, personally, I believe I'm more the physical one.
Yeah.
I know JD, or John Davis, is more of a physical tight end.
Uh-huh.
Matt's more of a split out. I like to be the more physical guy. I like to get my head in there.
Yeah.
Kick out guys, go on those ISOs,
yeah.
Those lead blockers out on the edge.
Uh-huh.
That's more my role. I like to get in the flat more. But that's more my role. I like the shorter routes. I'm not really,
uh-huh.
really a deep guy
if
you watch practice.
Right. So there was that play in the scrimmage on Monday night. You'll probably remember this. So Donovan gets the edge. You block a corner into a safety, like a double block.
Yeah.
Kind of lifted the corner,
used him to shove
the safety out of the way. Great block.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Is that the ideal thing for you? Is that like...
That's where I'm comfortable, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's more of a longer play. It's not really where I'm comfortable. I like it in between the box, you know.
Yeah.
Sticking a linebacker rather than a small corner, a little shifty guy.
Right.
Right. But yeah, that is more my comfortability.
Yeah.
I love lead blocking for Donovan, Josh.
Yeah.
Those guys just know how to make me right most of the time.
Yeah.
So it makes me look good.
Yeah. Okay, now we have to talk about the touchdown last year. You've probably answered this question before. What was it that tripped you up at the 2-yard line?
In my opinion,
yes.
It was the guy.
Uh-huh.
Film will say it was the guy, but you
yes.
always have those people that say, I got sniped, the turf was just caught my leg.
The 5-yard line is
right?
what I've heard.
I get it. The team will say I tripped over myself, and that's just what I live with.
But the true story is, if you watch the film, the guy got a piece of your toe.
Yes, that is the true story.
Mm-hmm.
He just didn't want to hit me.
He didn't want to hit you.
Too scared.
He just reached out, got a piece of the toe, and that was enough.
True story, yes.
Uh-huh.
And I can't live that down here, apparently. These guys just don't
So is the goal this year to cross that line?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be high-kneeing into that
line. Are you? Are you?
Yes.
You know that's
watch a big screen.
Okay, you know there's a penalty now for showboating into the end zone.
Do I get the score still?
No.
What?
They pull it back to the 15.
All right. Then,
so you're not gonna be able to see.
I'm
I just saved us
I'm
right now.
Dive.
Yes. I just saved a touchdown because
right,
you were planning the high step dive.
I had no other option.
Uh-huh.
I would have been so upset if it happened twice.
Yeah. Okay. So you're a junior now.
I'm a redshirt junior. Yes.
Yeah. So let's talk about the path here. You were Richmond Burton High School, is
yeah,
that right?
Richmond Burton High
and
School.
And then where'd you go play after that?
I went to a Division III school, University of Dubuque in Iowa.
Okay.
Played a year there.
Mm-hmm.
Transferred.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, technically quit football.
Yeah.
Came back home. Wasn't sure if I wanted to try it out.
Yeah.
I'd gotten accepted into University of Illinois, Iowa State, where my parents went, and University of Whitewater.
Mm-hmm.
So originally I was going to go to Whitewater. Didn't know if I wanted to continue playing football. Got in here.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good school. So I just risked it. I told my parents I'm going to train in the summer, do what I can, and then if it all prevails, then it prevails. And so I came here, first day of school, had tryouts. It didn't actually happen until – I didn't get actually on the team until September 11th
really?
Of that year.
Mm.
And then I started practicing. And it's actually a scout team guard. My first year, because they were short linemen.
Sure.
So I was blocking like Akeem Spence. And then I don't know if that's really where my mindset came in. I just want to hit people.
Yeah.
But
And then that first spring, there were a couple injuries, and suddenly you find yourself like...
That was that first spring,
I remember checking my program, like, who's this kid running with the first string?
I remember my brother showing me a tweet saying, something of yours saying,
oh, really?
I don't know who I am, but he might play.
That's right.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden you find yourself at the 5-yard line.
Yep. First game on the 5-yard line, tripping. So that's my.
Well, that's good.
That's my story.
That's good. Well, last question: how do you feel about this camp? I mean, how do you feel about the team compared to last year? Compared to the spring, how do you feel things are going?
Similarities are we're a real positive team. I thought last year's team was a real positive team. This year, everything's positive.
Mm-hmm.
We've taken really everyone that's negative out of our dome,
mm-hmm.
that we like to call it, and it's just. When everyone's positive, it just creates more atmosphere that you'd like this team to be involved with.
Sure.
What the difference is, I think this team's more talented up and down the roster.
Yeah.
You got freshmen making plays left and right. You got seniors stepping up on the defensive side.
Yeah.
Specifically Austin Teasman. I think he's been playing unreal, out of his mind.
Yeah.
And I think Wes has gotten to control of that offense. I mean, he's a big physical guy.
Yep.
I mean, we're still learning. Everyone's got their growing pains, but we're still learning. And with Wes and Riley at the helm, Riley's done really good helping out Wes with his checks, with his audibles. Everything's really starting to click, and it's exciting.
Yeah.
It's exciting to watch. Exciting to be around, but exciting to be a part of.
Sure, sure. Great. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
You take care.
Thanks.